Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, part of the Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Man, the singing, the music. Man, there's a rock fiddler who comes out, and she is just incredible. The performers, the music, the lights, it's all amazing. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is in town tonight at the Smoothie King Center. It's a great Christmas experience, and a nice story is woven around the rock music and the lights, and it's a great Christmas experience, and it's at the Smoothie King Center tonight at 7 o'clock. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I'm ordering some perfume from Perfume Headquarters and didn't remember the code to use. If there is still one, please help me out. Thanks. No, there's no code for Perfume Headquarters because, I mean, the prices are low for everybody. So there's no code there. The code that I talk about is for the Aura frame, that digital frame, and the promo code is Scoot for that. But you don't need a promo code. You're going to get just incredibly low prices if you order it at Perfume Headquarters. So check that out. I'm Scoot. Ian is in the back doing paperwork today, and Coleman is our studio producer. We'll get to a few of your text messages coming up here in just a few minutes. So there's a lot of talk about Rob Reiner basically treating Rush Limbaugh the way Donald Trump treated Rob Reiner. And I don't know if that's true. I don't remember paying attention to that. There is some information from Real America's Voice, but that's a right-wing streaming service. So I'm not going to, that's not credible to me. So I'm not going to believe that. I don't believe left-wing streaming services either. So, you know, forget that. I mean, like Mother Jones is a left-wing media outlet. I don't use anything from Mother Jones. And it's all very, very critical of the president and anything that he says or does. I don't use that because it's not credible. So I consider this right-wing streaming service, Real America's Voice, to be not credible. So I'm not going to use any of that information. I don't know about Rush Limbaugh. I don't know if that's true or not. But I know that Rob Reiner did express just deep, deep empathy for the death of Charlie Kirk. Maybe not deep, deep. Maybe it was just deep empathy for the death of Charlie Kirk. And I'm sure Rob Reiner, a Jewish American, did not agree with much of what Charlie Kirk said, but he thought his murder was horrific. And that's the word that he used. Also, he really had a lot of nice things to say about Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's wife, in talking about her speech about Charlie and about the hate that led to his death. And Rob Reiner had total empathy for that. So as far as the Rush Limbaugh thing is concerned, I don't know. If you want to believe that he dissed Rush Limbaugh when he died, you can believe that. I'm, you know, if I have a chance, I'll do a little deeper search into that. But, you know, even if he did, that doesn't mean the president needs to do the same thing. You know, just because somebody else does something doesn't mean that you should do the wrong thing, too. I mean, where does it stop? You know, then, okay, Rob Reiner did the wrong thing, and then the president does the wrong thing, and then the next time it happens, somebody else does the wrong thing. I mean, where does that stop? I mean, at some point, can't you be bigger and say, even though somebody did this, I'm going to be bigger than that, and I'm going to handle it this way? We don't have enough of that in America. We have so much, you know, whataboutism. Well, you know, what about that? Well, they did it that way, so, you know, I'm going to do it this way. I just don't think that gets us anywhere. Terry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Terry. Hello, Terry. Okay, I don't know where Terry is. I guess we lost Terry. Here is a text that, let's see, let me get to a couple of these other texts that have come in. We get a ton of texts on this show.
But before we get that, what you just said reminded me of something. So for those who say that what Trump said is appropriate because all the negative things Rob Reiner said about Trump while he was alive, I guess we're supposed to respond like, oh, well, then it's completely okay. Then, like, we're supposed to bypass it. And it kind of reminded me why Trump was elected in the first place, because people who do think like that, they feel like Trump is a fighter, like he speaks for those who don't have a voice. So right. It's like they're tired of getting punched with and they have to be the bigger person. They're the ones that have to stay silent while people call them Nazis or racists or fascists. And I think when Trump fights back or even says negative things, no matter how egregious it is or how disrespectful it is, they do feel like somebody is speaking out for them. So I do think that those people are still out there where when Trump does get bombasted and calls people fat or say quiet piggy, he does all those things. They feel like finally somebody is fighting back for us or speaking, like saying what I would say if I was in that position.
I agree, Coleman. I think that is definitely part of it. And they're vicariously living through Trump because Trump is saying what they don't maybe have the courage to say, what they want to say, and Trump is saying that. You know, I realize that. But that's why I think we should look to our leaders to take a higher position when it comes to these kind of things. Instead of encouraging that, encourage empathy. You know, we're talking about death. We're talking about hating somebody because of their political views. We're talking about being happy that somebody is dead because of their political views. And that intrinsically is very un-American. You're not supposed to hate people because of their political views. You're not supposed to hope that, well, you can hate them, but you're not supposed to hope that somebody is dead because of their political views. And that's the problem with that. All right, we're going to come back with more comments. We've got a lot of text to get to as well. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Paul Rogers, lead singer and songwriter for Bad Company. Paul Rogers, 76 years old today. I'm Scoot, and hang on, we have got a lot more still to come coming up in the next hour. I'll tell you about the new Seattle Seahawks uniform, big game coming up tomorrow night, Seattle and Los Angeles. It's a huge game. You'll hear it right here on WWL, and we'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.